The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside. After he sat down, his disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. How blessed are the poor in spirit, the reign of God is theirs. Blessed who are the sorrowing, they shall be consoled. Blessed are the lowly, they shall inherit the land. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness, they shall have their fill. Blessed are they who show mercy, mercy shall be theirs. Blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those persecuted for holiness' sake, the reign of God is theirs. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great. The Gospel of the Lord. Most likely the greatest preacher, teacher, and communicator they had in this country, possibly in the world, was an archbishop who exercised his ministry in New York, but the whole world. And his name was Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. He had a radio program, TV program, in which millions of Americans watched him back in the 50s. And now he's a venerable, which means he's almost a saint. He wrote many books, but I'd like to just give a short summary of one of his books for Qua and Maria on the day of their wedding. They pray that this will be the happiest day in your life. But every year that passes, there'll be more happiness and more joy. That'll be my prayer for both of you. The name of the book was this: It Takes Three to Get Married. Not two, but three. Now you might ask me, who's the third? And it's this: Qua, Maria, and Jesus Christ. Amen? Qua, Maria, and Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ is the very center of your marriage and your family, you're going to have a happy marriage. But if he's pushed to the side, he's marginal, he's secondary, and you don't really take him into account as essential, your marriage is not going to work. Not going to work. So that's the first point I'd like to make, is that Jesus Christ has to be the very center of your marriage. 2 years ago, I had the privilege of traveling to celebrate what is called a Diamond Jubilee. Now, Diamond Jubilee is when a couple celebrates their 60th or 75th anniversary. And after the Mass, I was sitting down with a couple, and one of them said, in 60 years, we never had one serious problem. They have 9 children, 38 grandchildren, and one of their children is a priest. That's me. My father died about a month ago, but they celebrated their 60th anniversary and they said, we never had any serious problem. You know why? It's because they put God first. My mom loved my dad, but she loved God even more. My dad loved my mom, but God was first. So Kwa has to love Maria, but first God. And Maria has to love Kwa, but first God. Otherwise, we practice idolatry. We put a person above God. We put a place above God. We put a circumstance above God. We place a philosophy above God. So put God in the center of your life. Now, how are you going to do that? Okay, let me give you, let's go from the theological to the practical. And it's this. You have to pray together. You have to pray together. The family that prays together stays together. You have to pray together. Here's an analogy I give. What air is to the lungs, prayer is to your soul. If you do not breathe, you're going to die. If you do not pray spiritually, you're going to die. So both of you seek times and circumstances to pray. When you get up in the morning, pray. Before you leave for work, pray. When you're in the car together, say a prayer. Maybe come back from work, pray. Before having your meal together, pray. Every night, pray the rosary. Before you go to bed, at least a short prayer. And I like to say this, I'm a strong propagator of this, that the man is the head of the family. The woman's the heart of the family. Head and heart. So being the head of the family, Kwa, you should be the spiritual leader of your family. Amen? You should be the spiritual leader of your family. You should take the initiative and say, Maria, hey, we got to pray. Got to go to confession. Got to go to Mass. And I think one of the most serious problems in the world today is the concept of the dropout dad.
Yep.
El padre desobligado, as they say in Spanish, no? Is you have to be the priest of your family. Yes, I'm a priest. You have to be the priest of your family. You're called to bless your family. That's what a priest does, right? So prayer. St. Augustine says, he who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. Amen, huh? He who prays well, lives well. He who lives well, dies well. He who dies well, all is well. That's why we're here. We're here to get to heaven. Okay, second is this. I imagine that after your wedding, there's going to be a nice banquet, hall, and there's going to be really good food. There should be. However, if you're going to have a good family life, you also have to have a great hunger for God. And that's Holy Communion. That's the Eucharist. Have a great hunger for God. Now, you have to come to Mass on Sunday. However, go beyond that. See if you can even go to daily Mass. Mass every day when you can. And receive the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Amen? The Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. The most important gesture anyone can do in this world is to receive Holy Communion. Very interesting is that about 4 hours after, 4 hours before my father died, my mother gave him his last meal, the body of Christ, amen. That was his last meal that his wife gave to him. And Jesus says, I'm the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will have everlasting life, and I'll raise him up on the last day. Beautiful promise. So have hunger for God. That's what we read, the Beatitude. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for God, for holiness. They will be satisfied. So hunger and thirst in the Beatitudes, that's the gospel you want. It is hunger and thirst for God, for the Eucharist, for the bread of life, for the blood of Christ. And you know, maybe it's a sacrifice, but if both of you receive communion, you receive the body of Christ. The most noble organ in the body of Christ, and your organ is your heart. So every time you receive communion, you receive a heart transplant. Amen. A heart transplant. And that's not, I'm not speaking metaphorically, but realistically. Really receive the heart of Christ. Another element is this. There's no such thing as a perfect family. So, if it happens, and it's going to happen, that you have a disagreement, una pelea, a fight, un desacuerdo, never go to bed angry. Never do that. Never go to bed angry. The three most important things that spouses have to learn how to say are the following. I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. Amen. Huh? Those are the three most important things you have to learn how to say. I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. Love and humility are the two pillars of a good married life. So, reconcile after you have a disagreement. Amen? And reconcile also in the confessional, at least once a month. Go to confessional at least once a month. There you receive the mercy and forgiveness of God Himself. Okay, and last but not least, I see that you've got flowers in your hands. Your sister's got some flowers too, and another one of your bridesmaids has some flowers. And we're actually in Hawaiian Gardens, no? That's very, very appropriate, huh? Hawaiian Gardens, the city of gardens and flowers and ex-cholos, right? And the casino too. Two most famous places in the wine gardens is St. Peter Schnell and the casino. Hopefully St. Peter Snell is winning out, huh? But you have to have a spiritual garden in your family. And it's this. Any English majors here, as I was before becoming a priest, the greatest writer in the Italian language is Dante. Dante Alighieri, who wrote what is called La Divina Commedia, or the Divine Comedy, where he goes from hell to purgatory, and he goes from there up to heaven. And he's going up and up and up and up and up in heaven. He reaches the heights, and he opens up his eyes, and he sees a beautiful, what is called in Italian and Spanish, La Rosa Mistica, the mystical rose. And that mystical, beautiful mystical rose is Mary. She's the mystical rose. So have that rose in your family garden. And that rose has to blossom into 50 roses, which is called the Holy Rosary. Pray the rosary every day. In the midst of the trials and tribulations of the human predicament, we have to turn to Mary. We say, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So I'm going to pray for you, and you have a very, very, very happy marriage. Father Craig would like to be here, but he's with the altar boys at the L.A. Zoo. Father Craig went to the zoo so that he could entertain the animals, okay? But he's present here in spirit, okay? Let's pray that he doesn't get eaten by a lion, okay? That would be called a Craig burger, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's praying for you. He's thinking about you. He really respects both of you very much, but he can't be in two places at the same time. So let's just give us a brief summary. To really have a happy marriage, God in the center. You got to pray. Receive the Eucharist. Make up when you make a mistake and love Mary. And if you do that, you're going to have a very, very happy marriage and one day end up in the very heart of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.